Praise the Lord. We go right into the Word. At this time, I invite you to turn with me to the book of St. Mark, chapter 1. And we read a few verses, verse 40 to verse 45. For the sake of time, permit me to begin while you are still searching, for those of you who are searching. And there came a leper to him, beseeching him and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and said unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. And straightly charged him, and forthwith sent him away, and said unto him, see thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way and show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. Verse 45. But he went out and began to publish it much, and to blaze abroad the matter, insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city, but was without in desert places, and they came to him from every quarter. The word of the Lord. Father, I commit myself to you even now. I yield my flesh to that of your spirit. Lord, let your words go forth today with power and clarity. Lord, I ask today, as your word goes forth, your name will be glorified and your people be edified through your word. In Jesus' name, let the people of God say amen. Let the people of God say amen. Praise the Lord. We are observing the theme, the Christ for the crisis. And in light of that, I want to speak to us on the topic, Jesus still delivers. Amen? Jesus still delivers. And I want to invite you at this time, just look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, Jesus still delivers. Praise the Lord. The book of Matthew precedes the book of Mark. It records much of Jesus' sayings. However, the Gospel of Mark records more of the actions and the doings of Jesus. Mark emphasizes the power of Jesus and demonstrates the power of his deity by the many miracles that he performed. As we journey through the book of Mark, it talks about Jesus entering ministry through baptism. We recognize the heavens would have opened and God spoke about Jesus being his son. Mark then declares that Jesus, like any other human, encountered temptation. Hallelujah. He was led into the wilderness where he was tempted of the devil. But by the grace of God, he came out victorious. Somebody glorify God in this house. Hallelujah. Mark continued to allow us to understand that Jesus would have engaged in several aspects of ministry throughout his sojourn. We realize that Jesus went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day. This was a place of religious instruction. The term synagogue means coming together or the assembly of the brethren. But as Jesus was present, the Bible tells us that there was a man with an unclean spirit. Somebody bless God. What a thing. But we understand that Jesus has a purpose and a mission to deliver. Somebody praise the Lord our God. And that in itself was a crisis in the church. Can you imagine all God's people gathered together to worship under the anointing of God? But then there are people, hallelujah, with unclean spirits in our services. Unclean spirit disrupts our worship. Hallelujah. It disrupts the flow of the anointing. But I want the church of God to understand, hallelujah, that where the presence of God is, hallelujah, nothing unclean can stay. Somebody praise the Lord. So Jesus rebuked that demon, hallelujah, and immediately he was delivered. Right there and then, a crisis was addressed. Somebody praise God. The deliverance power of Jesus Christ, it is still alive and well in our churches. Hallelujah. We understood that Jesus continued, hallelujah, many different miracles. The Bible tells us that people came from all angles and they were ministered to by the power of Almighty God. Can I tell somebody in this audience today that Jesus Christ, he still delivers whatever the crisis might be. Hallelujah. The trend I see coming in the series of events, hallelujah, identifies that Jesus shows up at places where people are in need. Somebody praise God. Hallelujah. I believe that there are people in this congregation today. You might be faced with crisis and you are in need of a deliverance. When I stop by to tell somebody that Jesus is here and he still delivers, lift your hands and worship God in this place. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us of a man, hallelujah, in the text that was read. He was faced with a great crisis in his life. He had leprosy. Oh, somebody bless the name of Jesus. He had a condition that caused for him to be rejected by society. He had a condition where he could not enter the place of worship. He could not enter the marketplace. Hallelujah to God. Somebody need to recognize that this man needed help. Somebody praise God. Hallelujah. He needed help. Hallelujah. And he needed immediate attention. When there is a crisis, there is no time to lay around. When there is a crisis, there is no time for delay. Come on, people of God. When there is a crisis, we need help like right now. Somebody lift your hands and say, right now, Jesus. Right now, Lord. Not later on, not 2 days from now. Lord, we are in a crisis and we need help now. Oh, God Almighty, somebody praise God in this house. Hallelujah. You see, leprosy was not a condition to be desired. Hallelujah. This man did not ask for this condition. Nobody asks for a crisis. Hallelujah. But in our crisis, there is a way that we can be delivered. And that is by reaching out to Jesus Christ. Somebody praise God. The psalmist said, reach out and touch the Lord. As he passes by, he's passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Somebody lift your hands and praise God in this house. Hallelujah. Feel the presence of God in here. So this man recognized that he was faced with a crisis. Hallelujah. And not only that, he recognized that the Christ for his crisis was passing by. And because this man was passing by, here's my opportunity to be delivered. Come on, somebody. So the Bible said that this man, he came to himself and he cried out to Jesus. He said, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Somebody praise God. As I observed this man's situation, Hallelujah. Oh God, I recognize that there was a cry of earnest. Come on, somebody. This man had an earnest desire to be delivered. Come on, somebody. He had an earnest desire to be set free. Anybody in here like that today? You are faced with a condition and you need deliverance. You are faced with a bondage and you need to be set free. Well, I stop by to tell somebody that this moment is a moment of deliverance. That this period is a period of deliverance. Somebody praise God. Songwriter said, touching Jesus is all that really matters. And your life will never be the same. Somebody lift your hands and reach out to Almighty God in this place. Hallelujah. So this man made an earnest cry. Hallelujah to God. He beseeched the Lord. He begged of the Lord. Yeah, God Almighty, I can understand that there are times when we have to go down on our knees. There are times when we have to weep and wail. Come on, oh somebody. This is our condition. We have to put on the garments of weeping. I don't know how, but I need a deliverance. Come on, oh somebody. I hear somebody crying, Lord, I need a touch. You are the great deliverer. You are the great defender. And we are looking to you. If I could picture this man's approach, it brought me back to many years ago. When I was just a little tot, hallelujah to God, living with my grandmother. And sometimes, Pastor Michael, hallelujah to God, we would ask my grandmother for something. We would be desperately in need of something. And when I asked Mama for that thing, Mama would say no. Hallelujah. But we had a way as children to get to our grandmother. We would go behind the door, Sister Samuel. We would tip our finger on our tongue and wipe it down our face like we were crying. And then we would go before Mama and we would look at Mama and say, do Mama, do. Come on, people of God in Walton Park. There are times when we have to make up our face. We have to go before the Lord and we have to say, do God, do. Hallelujah. Oh God, there's a crisis in my marriage and I need deliverance. Do God, do. There's a crisis at my workplace and I need a deliverance. Do God, do. I know we are sophisticated people, but there are times when we have to get to that position where we say, Lord, we need you. We need to get to that position where we say, Lord, come by. We need help. Oh, somebody get up on your feet and praise God in this house. Hallelujah to God. Praise God like you came to praise him. Come on, somebody lift your hands and say, see me here, Lord. See me here, Lord. I am in a crisis that only you can deliver me from. See me here, Lord. Sit down, let me preach. Oh, somebody praise God in this house. Hallelujah. Somebody praise God in this house. The leprous man, he did not remember anything about anybody else. Nobody else mattered at the time. All that matters is that I am in a mess and I need deliverance. Come on, oh somebody. All that matters is that I have a need and the way maker is here. The miracle worker is here. Oh, the church not hearing me. The deliverer is here. I am delivered. Praise the Lord. I was bound by chains in the mire of sin, but Jesus. Hallelujah. Ah, God, somebody praise him. The situation that this leprous man was in reminded me of Bartimaeus. Hallelujah to God, who had a condition of blindness. Oh, come on, somebody. And he recognized that Jesus Christ was passing. He had a crisis. And you may look at it and say, your situation is not a crisis. But you don't know what it's like not being able to see. Come on, somebody. Your situation might not be a crisis. It might not look like a crisis to you because you don't know what it's like to be faced with a divorce. Come on, somebody. Your situation might not look like a crisis, they might say, but you don't know what it's like not knowing where your next meal is coming from. But I'm here to tell somebody that whatever your crisis is, Jesus Christ is passing by. He's passing by this moment. Your needs to supply. I feel like preaching in God's house. So Bartimaeus had blindness. It was not much of a big deal, Pastor Michael, but it will not be because your two eyes are working. Oh, the church not helping me. Oh, God Almighty, I might be in a wheelchair and some of y'all may look around and say, that's all right. You're still able to move around, but you will not understand until somebody has to push you. That is why when I come to the house of the Lord God Almighty, I will not hold my praise. I will not hold my shoulder. I'm gonna lift my hands. If I can dance, I'm gonna dance. Because there is a deliverer in the house of the living God. Come on, oh somebody. You might not wanna hear me cry out, but I'm gonna cry out. You might not wanna see me dance, but I'm gonna dance. Because I am in a crisis, and there is a deliverer. Somebody shout yes. Bartimaeus was told to shut up. Ah, come on, somebody. How many of you come to Waltham Park? Sometimes you feel a praise in your boot, but the ushers want to put you to sit down. Oh, come on, somebody. Sometimes you feel a dance in your feet, and the pastor don't want your show too loud. Come on, somebody. But until you understand the crisis that I am in, you won't understand my shoulder until you recognize where I have been. You won't understand my shoulder. I wish a church of God person would get up on their feet right now and say, the Lord delivered. The Lord came through. I thought I would have died, but the Lord delivered. I thought I would have been buried, but the Lord delivered. I could have been on a grave, but the Lord delivered. He came through in my crisis. Hallelujah. Aku satara makataya. Rebabo shakuria bahayo. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me preach some more. There's something I like about this. Oh, shake it on an amahosa. There's something I like about this man. Despite him being in a crisis, he had a level of humility to him. Hallelujah to God. The Bible said that while he prayed to Jesus, he did not say, Jesus, you can, so you better make me whole.
Hallelujah to God. But he humbled himself. Can I talk to God's people that when you are going to the Lord, despite your crisis, humble yourself in the presence of the Lord. So this leprous man said, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Sister Sam, in other words, he was saying, I'm not questioning your ability. Hallelujah. Because I already know that you can. Oh, the church not helping me. I'm not questioning whether or not you're able to do it. Hallelujah. Oh God, the matter at hand is your willingness right now. Come on, somebody. We know that God can deliver. We know that God can heal. We know that he can set free. After all, he came to set the captive free. But the one was saying, Lord God Almighty, not because you can, means that you will. But Lord, I am begging you to look down on my situation. I'm begging you, Lord, to look down on my condition. I hear somebody say, down on my knees. When troubles rise, I call to Jesus. Hallelujah! One of the problems that the church is faced with, can I take my time? Is that we are no longer going down on our knees. Oh, hallelujah to God. We are no longer crying out to Jesus. Hallelujah. Despite the crisis, we are comfortable in our crisis. Can I talk to the church? We are relaxed in our crisis. But many years ago, I heard a songwriter. He said, ban your belly and ball. Oh, hold on to your bellies and cry. Hold on to your bellies and cry. But we don't have time to pretty it up. Hallelujah to God, Sister Samuel. Oh, and many of us in our prayers, we would say, Father God. But I grew up in a house where my grandmother, she was not as eloquent as many of us are today. But when she got down to prayer and she started name out the situation, who, hallelujah to God, need healing, who need deliverance, who need salvation. But what I liked about her prayer, that she has certain intervals when she would raise her voice and say, Papa Jesus. Hallelujah to God. National crisis, we need the ball out. Papa Jesus. National pandemic, we need the ball out. Papa Jesus. Crime and violence, we need the cry out. Papa Jesus. Somebody lift your hands and say, Lord, we need you. Lord, we need you. Come by here, my Lord. Jamaica needs you. Waltham need you. Mullines need you. Cashapa need you. Hardwick Street need you. Somebody lost in sin. Papa Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm coming down. But as I draw nearer, I like Jesus's approach. And because he is the Christ for the crisis, he has authority to break protocols. Ah, God Almighty. I was saying to the church some time ago that the Holy Spirit has every authority. Ah, but sometimes the church break loose and we just want to jump and shout. We just want to move all about and hug somebody and embrace somebody. Hallelujah to God. But we have to hold on to the protocols. Despite the Holy Ghost is at move, God respects protocol. Hallelujah. But Jesus healed the leprous man. Jesus had the authority and he healed him. But Jesus taught him to observe the protocol. Go give your offering and show yourself to the priest. Jesus could have exempted him from that, but Jesus respects protocols. Hallelujah. But what I like here, Jesus was a little bit unorthodox. Hallelujah. And I want you to understand as I wrap up that when it comes on to a crisis, hallelujah to God, there are some things that God will do differently. You see, we are asking God to show up and we are expecting him to show up in a certain way. But we cannot pin God to a particular move or approach. So while everybody was there observing, Jesus stretched forth his hand. And everybody was looking on in awe. Perhaps some would have said, the Lord has sinned. Hallelujah to God. But Jesus sees your condition. Can I talk to the people of Waltham? He's not afraid of your condition. Somebody might be watching on the live stream. God is not afraid of your condition. Hallelujah to God. And he laid his hands, hallelujah, on that man. And he said, the most important thing that this man could have heard in his entire life. Jesus could have said to him, I can. But the I can did not matter at that moment. Hallelujah to God Almighty. I know that you can. That doesn't mean much to me. What I want to know now is that you will. Oh, the church not helping me. Jesus said to the leprous man, I will be thou clean. And 10 days later, the leprosy departed. Oh, the church not sharp enough. 1 month later, the leprosy departed. Hallelujah. No, 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 no. The word of God says immediately. Anybody need an immediate deliverance? I'm closing right now. But if you just stand up on your feet, lifting up your hands to the Lord, you know your condition right now. Open up your mouth and begin to give God a praise. Open up your mouth and begin to call God's attention to your situation. Shall you clap your hands? Open your mouth and say, Lord, we need you now. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I want to allow you to understand that Jesus Christ is here. And he's here to deliver you from your crisis. Whatever it is you need deliverance from, Jesus is here. I heard a good old hymn from the Church of God said, Jesus Christ is made to me all I need. All I need. Wisdom, righteousness, and power. Holiness forevermore. Good God Almighty. Somebody declared he's a lily of the valley. He's a bright and morning star. He's a doctor when all of the doctors are failing. He's your way maker. When you lose your way, somebody praise God. I'm closing. He's the God of all gods. He's the King of all kings. He's Alpha and Omega. He's the Christ. In the midst of your crisis, while you take your seats, I'm going to pray for somebody today. I don't know how you would have done it here. But to be on the safe side, I want you to remain to stand with me. If you're faced with a crisis and you're in need of a deliverance, hallelujah to God, just stand right where you are with your hands raised in the attitude of worship. We're going to sing this one. Touching Jesus is all that really matters. And your lives will never be the same. There is only one way to touch Jesus. Just believe when you call on his name. Let's sing it one time. And I will pray.
Touching Jesus.
It's all that really matters.
It's all that really matters.
Come on, somebody reach out and touch him. Where are my worshippers? Where are my worshippers? Touch him with your worship. Touch him with your praise. Touch him with your faith.